I'm hopelessly stuck, stranded Americans, Afghan allies plea for help as Taliban conquers Kabul. By Paul Bois on August 15, 2021. In the chaos that has become Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover, stranded Americans and Afghan allies have been pleading for help on social media and through other channels in fear of being left behind. On Sunday, as helicopters airlifted U.S. Embassy personnel to safety, reports began circulating of Americans desperately seeking haven before the exit door closed. The moment became so dire that Senator Tom Cotton, RAK, tweeted out a number and an email address for stragglers to establish safe contact. If you're an American stranded in Afghanistan, or know one who is, please contact my office immediately. 501-223-9081 or evac@cotton.senate.gov. The situation is dire. But we'll do everything in our power to help keep you informed and to help get you out, the senator tweeted. Shortly thereafter, New York Times reporter Maggie Haberman confirmed with Cotton's office that multiple U.S. citizens in Kabul remain trapped behind Taliban checkpoints. Other stragglers simply took to Twitter to share their unfortunate situation while pleading for help. Later, news broke that Mark Frericks, the Taliban's last American hostage, remains in enemy custody, indicating the United States did not negotiate for his release prior to the withdrawal. Speaking with ABC News, Ryan Jackson, a U.S. defense contractor who served in Afghanistan, lamented that allies who aided America's war effort for 20 years have been left out in the cold. Despite their ongoing support for our war over there, in the end, once their usefulness is concluded, so is our care for their situation. I feel like we abandon our allies over there, and it's disgusting, he said. Follow Paul Bois on Twitter @PaulBois39.